back to direct FB. I start by coming back 20 years in the past. In 2001, DirectFB is released on directfb.org with this message: X is dead. A succession of stable versions were released until 2012. And in 2015, the last official version of DirectFB was released, 1.7.7. 2016 was the year of the last commit for the never published 1.8 series. DirectFB eventually died before X, or so it seemed, until DirectFB 2 was created in order to maintain DirectFB for its use on embedded systems. DirectFB 2 is now public on GitHub. I will first give an overview of DirectFB 2 on how to get started with it. Next, we'll look at the DirectFB examples. I will introduce the DirectFB 2 media package, which complements DirectFB 2. OpenGL on Vulkan rendering with DirectFB will be addressed. The Meson build system is used in DirectFB 2, and all source code is implemented in pure C language. There is no external dependency, except a C library, and a tool for converting description files into C files. Only Linux is supported at this time, but support for other embedded OS is expected in the future. The DirectFB 2 architecture is focused on a modular design with a main repository for the core and separate repositories for modules that are more specific. Let's have a look on this core repository. The DirectFB API is described in the directfb.h header file. The DirectFB library is contained in the src directory and is based on two internal libraries. The direct library for all low-level parts, such as operating system wrappers, linked lists, hash tables. The Fusion library for inter-process communication. Note that an optional kernel module that implements the critical parts of Fusion can be used. The display is managed by a system module. Two generic system modules are available, one based on the legacy frame buffer interface, and the other based on the modern DRM KMS interface. The inputs are managed by a driver module. There is also a module for window management. So, if we enter in the repository, we can list the SRC directory, a software implementation for every graphics operation is contained in the GFX subdirectory. And we can see the include directory, the input driver module, the direct and fusion internal libraries, system modules, and the window manager module. We also have an interfaces directory and the tools directory. The interfaces directory contains what we call media providers. These basic providers allow rendering of raw font, raw image, or raw video. The tools directory provides, in particular, DFB info to check DirectFB settings on your target. Typically, the video mode, the system and input used. Separate repositories are used for additional system and input driver modules, additional window manager modules, additional font, image and video providers, graphics card driver modules. This consists of performing graphics operations in hardware if a chipset on your platform can support it. Now, to install DirectFB 2. First, you need to configure the build for a single application core or for a multi-application core. It depends on whether you need to run a single application or multiple applications at the same time on your target. For a multi-application core configuration, just note that you can enable the use of the optional Fusion Kernel module. Then, start the build with Ninja. To show you the configuration, on the build, some information for cross-compiling DirectFB 2, for example for an ARM target. Create a cross file like this and run Mason specifying this cross file. Note that the size of the generated library is around 1 megabyte. For getting familiar